Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. Not only is Bluehost Cloud our fastest web hosting available, but it's also built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you can get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason does a couple impressions before we start the show. Go for it, Jason.
Hi, my name is Cleveland, and you can see me on the show Family
Cool,
Guy.
Next one, go.
Okay, this is an impression of a guy fucking your mom.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Jason Nash.
That's not funny.
She does listen, doesn't she?
Who, my mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so does my dad.
Shit.
And he'll be here. You'll be hearing from him, for
you
sure.
You talked about coming on my mom's throat last week, so.
Yeah, but
I think we're even.
But your mom likes when I talk about that, so it's a little different. All right, roll the intro music. All right, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I already did that. I don't know why I'm doing it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to our show. Stop clicking shit around.
Dude, I'm trying and we're on 4% on the fucking...
I don't care. Don't click it anymore.
What does that mean? Don't click anything. Why does it bother you to click things?
Because you can't multitask. So when you're clicking stuff on the computer, you're getting
sidetracked. I can multitask. I'm listening to you.
Well, now you are because you stopped clicking. Look, start clicking again. You're just hitting one space bar. And look, the mic is already by the computer.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get some Foley, dude.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Just before we actually sat down to do this podcast, I was in the kitchen and I was eating Jason's Clementines. Yeah. And he hates when I do this.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I actually did it for the sake of content. You had four Clementines left and I ate all of them. He's going out to check. There better be
one Clementine for me to go to sleep tonight. There better be one there.
Go check.
There were 45 Clementines.
Right, go check. He's going to check, guys. I actually had two, and I was full, but I was just like, I gotta finish.
Oh my God. You fucking son of a bitch! It's not just that I can't buy it. This is my diet, David. It's my diet.
I'll order you a burger.
And then when you joke, and then you. Get back this on is the mic. My diet.
Yeah.
Because it's not even that you ate them. It's not like I don't like to share.
Did you?
But it's what will get me from not eating cookies tonight.
Dude, let me tell you, because I don't think you heard me.
What?
I was eating them. I was on my second one, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm full. I wasn't even feeling them anymore. And then I saw that there were two left. I'm like, I have to fucking kill this shit. So I went back to the cabin, and I destroyed the rest of the Clementines.
Why don't you buy some food and contribute?
Because I don't know how to go to the grocery store.
My God, again with the 21-year-old.
I'm just a young kid, dude. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I'm just trying to figure it out. How much money I made today.
How much money? Guys, all right. Well, let's start by talking about what's really important here.
Your channel.
Jason's ugly. Good. We both had jokes.
Okay. Thought they were both good, actually.
Let's get to the serious stuff. We went to a baptism.
Yes.
And on our way to the I said turn your phone off.
That's your phone. I said turn your phone.
That's not my phone.
You son of a bitch.
That's not my phone.
Yeah, I see you have 10 texts.
You're a dick.
That's your Twitter. Mine is off.
Oh, big deal.
The sound came from over there.
You blame
everything on me. You blame all your fucking faults.
You're blaming it on me just because I'm young.
I can't tell if you... Oh my God, you're driving...
I'm just a kid, dude. Don't blame me.
I can't tell if you're just doing this on purpose to make the podcast entertaining or you're really the biggest fucking shithead I've ever met in my entire life.
Dude, can I tell the story?
Yeah, okay. Turn your phone off.
Yeah, it's off.
You yelled at me for not having... Oh, fucking...
Okay, we went to a baptism. Yeah. And it was our friend's baptism, and it was his little brother's baptism, so we all went. And on our way, halfway through the ride, our friend Corinna goes, hey, David, I have some good clickbait for you. David caught them having sex in my Tesla, and I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, okay, I don't know what that means. And I just kind of ignored it. And then I thought back to it, and I'm like, okay, maybe there's something funny we can talk about with that, like starting the vlog. So I turned on my camera, and I'm like, Corinna, after 5 minutes, I'm like, Corinna, say that line one more time. And she didn't say anything for like 3 seconds. And I turned back, and she's giving my friend a blowjob in the back of my own car, in my own Tesla. And it was fucking great. It was hilarious. It was hysterical. And I mean, it took, they were like, absolutely not. You're not using this. They were so against the footage. Jason was there. I'm not telling Jason the story. I'm telling you guys the story.
We literally saw her head come up.
Yeah, we saw our head come up. We even saw a little bit of saliva. Like it was the real thing. I even had to cut around the part where there may have been a penis in the play. But yeah, so we had to, we got out, and I was like, I'm 100% putting that in the vlog. That's hilarious. And then we argued with them. They didn't want it in. And I'm just like, that's bullshit. It's my car. I want to be able to put this in. And after a lot of convincing and me giving them a shout out, they let me put it in the video,
right?
Which I was really excited about.
A lot of convincing.
A lot of
They were on the fence about putting it in. They really were like, "We don't know."
It came down to the last couple hours before I had to post, and I posted it, and I thought it was hilarious. It was like a gem. Like things like, how often are your friends getting, you know, getting head in the back of your Tesla? Like that doesn't happen often, and everyone in the fucking comments just fucking tore my friend Todd and Corinna up. Yeah. Like, just, like, ridiculous. Like, it was so insane.
What were some of the comments?
Everybody was saying, like, fuck those two. I never want to see him in a video ever again. They're so disrespectful. David worked hard for that car, and you guys are disrespecting him inside his car around all your friends. You guys don't give a fuck about your friends. And I'm just like, this, dude, I'm telling you, like, Jason and I went through them. I went through maybe 1,000 or 2,000 comments of people just saying, fuck those guys. That was so disrespectful, which I was so confused by. So, so confused by. Never in a minute. Like, what did you think when I told you about those comments?
Oh, I was baffled. I don't understand your generation at all. It makes no sense to me. Like, the idea that you would take it that far, that they're disrespecting your car, it makes no sense.
It's that they're disrespecting me. That, like, I bought the car. That's what people are saying.
I think people are just hearing a lot about how we have to, like, be nice about personal
be
space.
Be super PC.
And they're just taking it too far.
It's fucking insane. When I saw, they have to be all kids.
It's all 15-year-olds, like, forming their opinion about
there's
life.
No way those are people my age saying shit like that. They're like, there's no way. Like, I grew up, like, I even DM'd this to a girl that was like, giving them shit for it. First of all, I thought it was the best car ride we've ever been a part of, like, hands down.
It was the funniest night of the year. Hands down, it was hilarious. I've been in cars where people have had sex before, and it's funny if it's a group of friends.
And it's even better that I'm a vlogger, and I'm obviously going to fucking vlog it. And we were on our way to a baptism. Like, the whole thing was perfect. And
you know what I think it is? I think a lot of girls are jealous that they weren't giving Todd head.
There were a lot of girls that were jealous, too, and they admit it.
I think I also think that's jealousy. Like, that comes out. That's how it comes out. Because they're slightly jealous.
Well, regardless, that's what happened. And I even DM'd a girl. I'm like,
what'd she say?
I just DM'd this girl. I'm like, I have no idea how you thought that was possibly disrespectful. Like, we're a group of friends. Like,
what was this girl?
No idea. I'm like, we're a group of friends. This wasn't Todd and Corinna giving a blowjob on a public bus. Like, this was, we're literally a group of friends in a car. Like, when I grew up, when I was in high school and my friends and I would have sleepovers, I shit you not, I can count multiple times where someone woke up with a ball sack in their mouth. Like, that was just fucking kids being kids. Right. Like, it wasn't gross. We weren't being rapey. We weren't sexually harassing anybody. Those were our jokes. It's just like, that's our friend group. Those were its boundaries. Like, doing that, like, it's fucking gross. Mm-hmm. But, like, a kid would wake up and a guy's being tapped on his face with a ball sack, and he'd just be like, get the fucking shit out of my way. Probably punch him in the stomach, and then they'd move on. They'd laugh about it. Mm-hmm. And then the next sleepover, he'd try to get him back and put his asshole in his mouth.
Those days are over.
Yeah. It's
you're even for you.
It's ridiculous.
Literally, since Harvey Weinstein, which was awful. But that's all gonna change now.
But I
think it's gonna be very different.
I think it's I get doing things like that to people you don't know. But like the people watching our video, I don't know if they don't realize that we're a group of close friends. Like they're not making anybody uncomfortable by getting a blowjob in the back of a car. It's fucking hilarious. That's all it is. It's really funny. Right. And the reason they did it, obviously, is because it was a thrill of it. It was a car full of our friends, and I vlog everything they do. So if they possibly got away with it, it would have been fucking hysterical.
Right, they would have had a great laugh on you later that night.
Yeah, they would have.
I sucked you off, and David didn't even see it.
They would have come up to me later in the night and been like, I just gave Todd a blowjob, and you had no idea.
And I would have eaten you alive.
It would have pissed me off. I would have been like, fuck you, next time you let me know, and I want to film that shit. But I still would have. I was just so confused because, like, I'm not saying put your ball sack in everybody's face. Like, that's not what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know
I'm saying
you're not.
It was just a group of close friends fucking doing a bunch of shenanigans. It's so completely normal.
Maybe and people are just really.
I don't know.
Artists have, like, smaller boundaries than us. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell because I've never been friends with other people that haven't been like me.
I couldn't justify any of the comments saying how disrespectful it was. Like I couldn't understand them.
Maybe it's all like Christian people.
I didn't understand where they were. I don't even know if it's that, dude. I mean, I had Christian friends. It's just let me know on Twitter.
They also could
be
eight.
Yeah, they could also be eight. Which
like,
is,
I have some friends who have teenage daughters, and like these are like really really good kids.
Yeah,
and that how I receive like girls who are like 14, 15, like for sex and stuff. They're just like.
Ew.
They're just like, ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
They're just not into it. And they're just going to say that. And I think that's who's leaving the comments.
Yeah. I mean, I did see a bunch of older girls say that too.
You did?
Not really. No, I was just kind of trying to balance it out.
Oh, so basically, you're sitting here getting upset over what a bunch of 14-year-olds
I mean,
said.
I
really?
I don't know how old these kids were. But it's just like, it stresses me out because like, I don't know. I'm not saying you need to put your balls in someone's face to have a good relationship with a friend.
Right.
But it's just like,
I mean, that's how we get on, but
that's how me and Jason actually met. My balls were right on his eyeball.
Well, I needed the money.
And yeah.
And you know, and it helped me out during that time. It wasn't bad. I think that you're in a weird spot because your content is not for 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
But that's who watches. That's a lot of the people watch it.
Yeah,
14.
Scott's bio is, I make adult content for kids.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
Right.
And that's what I do. That's what
you do.
It's like the Family Guy of like the younger kids, but
right.
Not as funny. But the problem is like, I don't know. There is no problem. I just want to clear the air and definitely say that none of us were uncomfortable at all.
Yeah, and leave Todd and Colonel alone because they were just having fun.
And I could 100% speak on all of us, Big Nick and Brandon. We thought it was fucking hysterical.
Yeah. None of us felt like, oh, they disrespected us in any way.
I don't know. That's so crazy.
Although you might have to burn the car now.
I have to burn the car.
Yeah.
But.
Which is unfortunate.
But that's okay.
But you have a Lamborghini coming on Monday, right?
I don't have a Lamborghini. Oh, okay. We went to the Lamborghini dealership and I checked out their cars. So expensive for such shitty cars. I'm sorry, but Lamborghinis are not nice cars. If you've ever driven in a Tesla and then you go to a Lamborghini, you'll realize that it's...
I didn't understand the loudness of it. I didn't get it. Like, why
you
would
were like
you want
an old grandma. We sat down in a Lamborghini. Yeah. He let me turn it on, and Jason plugged his ears right away, and he's like, is there something wrong?
I did. I was like, is it always this loud, or does this... Because it was right when you started, I thought, maybe at first it's very loud.
No, I mean, that's what they're known for.
How do you listen to music? How do you talk?
You don't.
You've
never been in a loud car. You actually can't even hear yourself talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah. If it's like driving fast, you can't hear. It's just, that's the fun of a loud car.
Well, we don't want that.
Well.
Let's take it back.
We never got it. Jason.
Oh, yeah. Right. What planet I'm on.
I've been getting a lot of tweets about net neutrality. And
yeah.
I don't know much about it.
Well, what I've read on it is things could go bad that they could, you know, charge you for Twitter and Netflix and these things.
This is what I understand. I could be completely wrong because I literally read like three tweets about it.
Okay.
I think it's AT&T can go in and they can like better term, master parts of the internet. So like they'll have AT&T will be like, you buy this package, we'll promise you a fast YouTube and a fast Hulu.
Right.
But if you're trying to go to Netflix, it may not work or it's going to be really slow. So that way, like, you know, like AT&T or whoever owns Hulu or Netflix. Yeah,
but that wouldn't make sense because, you know, things are always done for rich people and money. So that wouldn't mean that you... So you're saying I would have to buy AT&T and Comcast if I wanted fast Netflix and fast YouTube?
Or you'd have to pay AT&T more money to get different tiers of the internet.
Yeah.
So it's basically like the internet's not just a one thing, one price, you get access to everything. It's like... You get access to this, and you get access to, and you don't get access to that, which is the most fucking pathetic thing I've ever heard. I don't even know like what the reasoning behind it is.
It's just to make more money, but I think people would be so in arms. Some of the things I've seen where it's like
it's all over Twitter. It's everybody's
tweeting
about it. Twitter's
going to be $7.99 a month. There's just no way people will stand for that.
It's so crazy that it's all over Twitter, and I still don't know a lot about it. But it is all over Twitter, and it's just like it's to the point where. How is this even still like being talked about? Shouldn't have already
well,
been
the
like,
vote is today.
The vote is today.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have already been canceled by now?
I don't know. I don't know how the vote came out because we're YouTubers and we post videos. And we literally were editing.
We won't know until next podcast. Next podcast will be here.
We'll find out. Hey, did you buy that Bitcoin?
We'll find out when half of our listeners can't go to the Apple store anymore.
Yeah, people have been tweeting me saying, oh my God, your career.
Career is over. I've seen that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which maybe it's true. Like I haven't read enough on it, but that would suck.
Yeah, I heard net neutrality. They're going to kick out all the old YouTubers, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I heard they were going to kick out all the jerky ones.
It's brutal.
You know, all the douchebags they were going
to
kick out,
they're kicking out all the douchebags?
Yeah, the young douchebag ones.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to tell
your haircuts.
You're going to have to tell your kids then that.
Mm, really? Who wears a hat all the fucking time, every single
your
day?
Your son doesn't wear a hat
like it's
that
part
often.
Of his hair.
He doesn't wear a hat that often.
He doesn't have to.
Really?
His fucking hair is beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, give him
a doesn't look like a fucking Barbie doll's
give
hair.
Him a little bit.
Hmm?
Give him a little bit until I make him join the army and he has to shave it all off.
Oh, really?
You're yeah.
Gonna make him join the army. He's going to be a fucking famous rock guitarist and we're not going to fucking let you in backstage.
Your son's going to be a famous rock guitarist. Yeah. Yeah? Mm. And I'm going to be an astronaut.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm going to visit the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when I'm on the moon,
I hope you never fucking come back.
Huh?
I hope you fucking never come back.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to fucking have my own space station and guess who's not invited?
Oh, who?
You and your kids.
Oh, guess what? No interest in the moon. Never had any interest in the moon. Go ahead, have fun up there.
You're right. You probably wouldn't be able to afford a flight up to the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I probably could afford one. Don't care. You have fun up there with no subway because I know you love subway. And there won't be one on the moon.
Don't fucking bring that up. I'll bring a subway to the moon.
Okay. You can probably get one sandwich on your first flight and then what do? All right, here, I'll give it to you. 60 sandwiches. You could take 60 sandwiches to the moon, but what will you do on day 61?
You're a fuck.
I am.
It's not even funny anymore. Mm,
that's right. Not fun. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit. I know you love Subway.
No, I love your son. He's a cool guy. Your daughter, though, has a massive attitude problem towards me, and I've been wanting to talk to her about it, but I'm kind of scared.
Stop eating her candy.
Dude, because she's going to get cavities if I stop eating her candy.
She's got cavities anyway.
Well, then I'm doing her a favor.
Yeah.
Jason's kids, I still can't tell if they like me or hate me. But
they ask about you all the time.
Yeah, and I ask a lot about
Hitler. They talk to you about my ex. They say your name in front of my ex all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and then David, and then David, and then David.
That's such bullshit.
It's true.
You do this a lot.
What?
You like make things up about people to make them feel better. And I'm fucking sick of it.
Dude, this is what she does. She does the same
There's
thing.
There's no
to
way your kids talk about they me talk in a positive
about
way.
They talk
There's no way.
Dude,
Jason, I have interacted
dude,
with your
they
kids.
They do the same thing with Brandon. Charlie, Brandon and I were just talking about this. She'll come in, she'll be really like kind of shitty to Brandon and like lukewarm. And then when you guys aren't around, that's all they talk about. That's all they ask about.
Really?
They love that I live here.
Okay.
They love it. And they do talk about you all the time.
Regardless, I did buy some Bitcoin. Guys, Bitcoin is back in the news again.
What's happening with it?
It's Bitcoin.
I tried to buy some. I can't find my license. So I wasn't able to. I guess I'm going to miss the boat.
Bitcoin is basically an online currency. And it's going up. It's looking. I bought it at about $6,000. And now it's at about... $17,000 for one Bitcoin.
Wow.
Which is a lot. So I've made $11,000 off my investment, which is a lot, but I mean, it could have been so much better. Like, all our friends are like, I bought Bitcoin a month ago. I've just made $4,000. I literally could not give less shits about it. Because
we had this conversation the other day. Why don't you care about a small gain? It's good.
Because you're
playing it like Vegas. It's not Vegas.
Because it's nice cool. It's game. Cool. I'm glad they gained, but like even my gain, like when I gain, I'm just like, I don't care about this because it's so minuscule.
You've
like,
got it. You're so short-sighted.
Compared to what people like have gotten off, like I'm comparing myself to like the Bitcoin greats that like were like, like,
but those
got
people,
really lucky.
Those people were doing that in 2009.
Yes, exactly.
And they waited 8 years, David.
Listen, right now.
You've been in for 2 months.
I know, exactly. And right now, my gain of 11,000 isn't anything. But in a couple years, if it goes up to 100,000, if we're lucky, then I'll be like, okay, this is nice. Now we're gaining. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but.
It's too early to tell. I don't know. I can't.
You
I can't,
want a result so quickly, but you're, you know.
I do.
You can't expect it.
Speaking of cook results.
I don't bring up what happened with Shannon last night.
What happened? I'm going to bring it up.
When we had sex and there were some quick results, okay? I told you that in confidence.
Who's Shannon?
Shannon, my imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who I ejaculated too early last night. Even in my fantasies, I'm bored.
I don't know why. What the
That's
point.
Why I was futzing with it.
Open the damn computer because I'm about to transition. I don't know why you have an imaginary girlfriend when you can just sign up for eHarmony.
That's right, eHarmony.
If you're trying online dating, chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that just don't turn into anything.
Yeah, but you can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture.
eHarmony.
Unless it's David's, and then you can see he's the devil.
If you... Yeah, or you can see Jason's and realize that this is not worth your time.
I'm on eHarmony.
Uh-huh.
And it's going well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting lots of matches.
eHarmony's unlike many other dating sites. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find a more compatible person.
They are built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not a shallow
hookup site. They have helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and psychological research to send you looking for the best matches.
eHarmony brings compatible people together. There are plenty of hookup sites out there. That is not what they are.
That's not what eHarmony is.
No, guys. It's not what it is! So don't even try to compare it to the other dating sites.
Okay.
It's different. It's the real thing.
Okay.
No, it really is.
Yeah, I know. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a subscription. Enter our code VIEWS at checkout.
Mm-hmm. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love.
eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. Enter my code VIEWS at checkout. Could you imagine if we had a part to these ads where we had to, you know how like during commercials, like there's a really quick read of someone going, eHarmony's not responsible for heart attacks. That'd be sick. I would love to do that part. eHarmony's not responsible for heart attacks or skin conditions diagnosed by the...
I thought you were going to say you're going to bring in a girl right now from eHarmony.
We should do that. eHarmony, if you're listening to this, give us a real life date for Jason to interact with. You think you're ever going to find love?
Yeah, I'll find love again.
Where?
It'll just hit you. That's the thing about love.
Who told you this?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I told myself. I've lived quite a few years and I know how love works.
That's the thing about love, David, is sometimes you got to wait 85 years.
Well, you do. Here's the thing. People get upset like they don't have... people are always like, well, why am I single? Why am I single? Why am I single? And the couple things I'll say about that. Number one, you're probably leading a fantastic life.
Uh-huh.
That's too fantastic to be with someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You probably have this like great life. So everyone you meet is like, well, I'm not going to fucking be with that because my life's so great. So that's what I say to a lot of single people.
What's more important to you, like sex or like a connection?
No, definitely a connection. I need somebody that like, probably the best thing is like someone makes me laugh. But it only takes one, David. It only takes one person, right?
Yeah.
I think people are like, oh, I'll never meet anyone. But it's just one person.
You don't think though that the older you're getting, the further away you are from the chances like that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's true.
How so? How do you know that?
Who told you that? I told myself.
Oh, you did. So you've learned a few things. Yeah. I see.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I mean, no, I mean,
you're... I don't think that's true at all. Like, check out, we were at the old folks home the other day with Marnie's.
You were getting hit on there? I'll have you know, just the other day.
No, Marnie's, my ex-wife's mother, my ex-mother-in-law, whose birthday was, I was there for a party. She's got somebody already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
she's really attractive.
Retirement homes, to be fair, is the most sex happening.
Why is that? Why are they having sex a lot?
A bunch of horny. I mean, it was a very. I used to work at a retirement home.
I know.
And it was very, like, sex was very popular. They would all hook up with each other, which is kind of, it's kind of gross. Great. No.
You say the opposite. Yeah. Well, why isn't it? First of all, why is that?
Why do I think it's gross?
No. I want to know why I think it's gross, but why does it happen? Like, I don't know. I thought, like, people are old.
Because we put something in their food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're trying to, like, regenerate, like, a new human being?
I don't know what it is. I think it's because people are so bored in retirement homes. Retirement homes are probably the most awful places on planet Earth.
Right.
And if you put your family there, you usually hate them. But don't you have family in retirement homes?
Well, I don't, but Marty does. But no, she has a condition. She needs round the clock.
If they need care, yes.
Meanwhile, she's at the nicest fucking retirement home you could ever go to.
I worked at a very nice one too, but it felt like these people were there, like the people that like just their families. Just it felt like their families gave up on them.
Really,
I know it's so weird to say, but that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, and you're from like Slovakia, where I'm sure like you take care of the elderly and stuff, right? That's probably a thing in your country.
I moved when I was six.
I don't know. I mean that's like a thing. Like if we ask your mom and dad that, they probably take care of their elderly. They don't put them in homes over there.
No. Yeah,
right? They like sit around and put them to work, and then they have them work till they drop dead.
But yeah, it was a lot of sex, and I think,
and a lot of sexually transmitted diseases.
Huge. It was. We weren't allowed to ask any of the residents who had AIDS, but there was a bunch of residents with AIDS. Yeah, that's why we weren't allowed to touch anything. If anybody was bleeding, anybody who had any defecation or anything, we had to stay far away. Because we weren't allowed to ask what residents had AIDS. And it was just a normal thing.
Damn.
Yeah. One guy, I told you this, I think one guy shit himself once.
Uh-huh.
And all the waiters pulled a prank on me and told me I had to clean it up. So I cleaned it off the chair. It was wet, mushy, and like all over the chair soaked. Ugh.
They pull the prank on you?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you got to clean it up. That's your table. And it was like, you're supposed to like call the front desk, and they basically send like a hazmat team.
Oh,
like,
really? Yeah,
like, dressed up in gloves and everything to clean it up. I just cleaned it up with like a dish rag.
This is the most disgusting story anyone's told me.
Yeah, it was fucking gross.
I just cleaned it up with a wet dish rag and it got more wet.
Everybody was laughing like when watching me do it. I just thought that they were laughing because like, oh, it's funny as to clean up poop. I didn't know it was funny because I don't have to clean up poop. But yeah, no, I mean, retirement homes are scary for that reason, but that's about it. I don't know.
I don't know if there's a lot. I have to ask my mother-in-law if there's a lot of sex going on there.
Where were we before you started talking about how you want to hook up with women in retirement homes? Finding love?
Yeah, we're going to find it, Dave, me and you, you're going to help. That's our new TV show, guys, coming out on True TV.
You don't think your
2018.
Do you think your kids are baggage?
Huh?
Do you think your kids are baggage? Or do you think your kids add something?
No, I think they add something. I mean, yeah, if I wanted to date like a supermodel.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that.
You don't want to?
I mean, I can't. No, I know I'll find love. And you know what? I know you're going to help me.
How?
You're the rainmaker. You can do a lot of stuff.
You want to borrow money again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, you could probably help me find someone.
I mean,
don't want me to find someone.
Yeah, because you'll be too busy.
Yeah, because then I won't fucking be able to hang out with you all day and wait for something to happen.
You're also a weird dude, man. I don't think you can find love.
I'm a weird dude?
Yeah.
You don't think I can find love?
You're a weird dude. You do this weird shit every time. You did it yesterday at my house.
What did I do?
And it fucking stresses me out.
What did I do?
You'll like sit on the couch and you'll act like you're just hanging out with us. Yeah. And then you'll get up and leave without saying goodbye. You do Indian goodbyes all the time. And it literally pisses me off.
Irish goodbye.
Yeah. Did I say Indian?
Yeah.
Sorry. What's up, Liza? No, but it makes me so mad.
What? I didn't say goodbye? I told you my lift was coming.
Yeah, that time you did, but you do this thing where you just sit on the couch and you're hanging out with us, and then you leave, and then I text you where you are, and you're in your car, you're on your way home.
Why is that so weird?
Because I'm a type of guy who, like, when we're all hanging out, especially in my house, I'm looking around to make sure everybody's having a good time. Like
I had a great time last night.
Yeah, and you know how concerned I get when I look around and I can't find you and I find out you're in the car.
I texted you as soon as I left. I said I left and I didn't say goodbye.
It's so frustrating.
I'm not sitting there plotting like I gotta leave. I literally am like.
But that's the thing too.
I look at the watch. It's time to go.
It's so deceiving too because you're like having a good time. I'm like, yeah, Jason's enjoying himself, and the next minute you're fucking gone. You're gone.
But I was having a good time. And then I had to go.
Okay, whatever. I don't want to talk.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't want
to. First of all, I wasn't going to go. And then I was like, I'm going to stay in. And you're like, no, I really wanted to watch Real Rob with you. And I was like, all right, I'll go.
Great. Now you just told everybody the show we love to watch.
We watch Real Rob. So
yes,
what?
We watched a show called Real Rob. Please go check it out on Netflix. I guarantee fucking you, after you see the show, you'll be like, yep, I see why they watch it. Watch this show. I really highly recommend Real Rob.
You got to watch Real Rob.
We won't even tell you why we enjoy it.
I've grown to love it.
I think
it's my favorite show.
It's what I'm going to watch tonight when I get home. A lot of people have been complaining about our podcast audio not sounding up to par. And they're saying, you guys have money, fix it, you fuckers. And I don't know what that means, but that's pretty rude.
Yeah, we're going to try to get into a studio, and we're going to book our first guest, Grover Cleveland, the 13th president of the United States.
He's still around?
From 1824, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll be 189, so that'll be our first guest. Get ready for that, guys, in 2018.
Speaking of financial stuff, I have an update on my Tesla investment. As you guys know, a couple...
Oh, what a shit show.
It was like a month ago, I invested $1 million into Tesla. The second I invested it, the next day, it had its worst reporting day of all of its time, and it dropped a lot by like $80,000. I invested $1 million, so when the stock drops even a little bit, it's a lot of money. And so I had to wait. Fast forward a month later, which was like 3-4 days ago, it finally went above what I bought it for. And I thought to myself, it's been in the lower region for most of the time, so I have a feeling I should sell now, wait for it to drop again, and then buy back.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, it's over what I bought it for. So I went ahead and I sold it. I sold all my million shares, and this is my update. I sold the Tesla stock, and I made nothing off it. I made $7,000, and then I was waiting for it to drop so I can buy it back. Fun fact. The day after I sold it, Tesla had one of its best days in the last couple months. And I mean, if I would have kept it for one more day, I would have made $55,000.
Why didn't you just keep it? I told you to keep it. You texted the four of us, and I said,
because
keep it. Why don't you just keep it for fucking 20 years?
Because
just keep
you're
it.
You're right. You're right. You're right. But I wanted
to forget about it. Don't even look at it.
I wanted to just make a quick buck, and I'm like, it's going to drop down again, so I'm going to buy it lower, and then I'll make even more money.
Well,
but I fucked myself.
Did you learn your lesson?
No,
from it?
There are no lessons to learn.
Yeah,
from
there
this.
Are your lessons. Just buy some stocks and don't think about it, and just put them away as investments.
And it's funny because when I bought the stock, I told Jason that I'm never purchasing anything for $1 million again, and I completely lied to myself because when that Tesla stock drops again, I'm doing it all over again. I feel like I've learned nothing. I think I'm addicted. I think it's the same as gambling for me.
Yeah, I think you are too. I remember the first time we went to Vegas together, you like dropped into a hole. You were just crazy, and you couldn't get any more money out, and you were borrowing money from all of us.
Yeah.
You were marching me to the bank machine.
Yeah.
And then you lied about
with your
DACA card, and they caught you.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't you like have some chips, and you were trying to have someone else cash them in?
Yeah.
I don't know how they caught you.
I made a bunch of money. I didn't make a bunch of money in Vegas, but I won some money in Vegas, a couple thousand dollars, and I couldn't cash it in because the card I think I explained this story on the podcast. The card I had wasn't my driver's license. It was my DACA card, which is like a immigration card, and it's a legal representation of. It's a legal ID, legal form of ID, and they just wouldn't take it. So now I still have all these chips. I have $13,000 of chips just sitting in a place I stored them away because I can't cash them in.
If you bring your license,
and I couldn't have my friends cash them in either because Vegas is a fucking weird place. Bottom line is
you have $13,000 in chips.
Yeah.
If you bring your license next time,
yes,
you can cash
I can cash them in. Yeah, but I have to get a license. Bottom line is, I invested a bunch of money into Tesla, and I only made $7,000. So
the day you lost,
it wasn't worth the risk.
The day you lost the money in Tesla, is that the day you tried to run me over with your Tesla?
No,
is that the same fucking day?
Yeah, that was the day.
It was the day. So were you taking something out of me?
Don't bring this shit up again.
What?
I told you, dog.
Told me what?
If I'm going to run you over, I'm going to run you over.
Oh, so there's a chance you are going to run me over.
You're acting like...
So I should...
Jason was walking on the street, which is a group...
After! sure I went to the chiropractor.
Jason went to the chiropractor.
Oh, you tell your side of the story, and then I'm going to need a good 25 minutes.
Fuck you. Jason was walking down the street, and I see him, so I'm pulling out of like the driveway with my car, and I just floor it, like to scare him a little bit, right? And I don't even come close, and the dude flips shit, like fucking... Like I don't know what happened in his leg, but it's like a bone broke from him running too quickly. It, like, he had like one little extra step to his, like, he like jolted. I don't know what the right word is.
I pulled my calf muscle.
He pulled his calf muscle.
Yeah.
And he screamed, like, in our neighborhood. He goes, ah! And Todd comes out of the house, and he's like, dude, what happened? Did you hit him? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, then what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And then the rest of the day, Jason couldn't walk because the sudden movement in his foot, strained his hamstring or something. I don't know what it did.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm going to tell my side now.
Hey, go for it. Make me look like a jerk, even though I was just messing around with my best friend.
Okay.
I'm just a young kid, dude.
Okay. I know you're just a kid. And
all right, go. Tell your story.
There's no consequences for you.
Tell your story.
I went to the chiropractor that day.
Okay.
And I came back.
Yeah.
And I was telling everybody, because none of you fucking care. When I talk about anything about kids or health, you guys just glaze over. You're just like, you're doing it now.
Holy shit.
David just took a deep sigh. He was like,
I fucking yawned.
Here we go. He's talking about his health problems.
Dude, I completely glazed over. I was looking at the Under Armour logo on your shirt. And I was thinking, that's so weird.
You're like, that's a dope logo.
I go. Tell me the stupid shit.
I went to the chiropractor and I came in and I said, I just went to the chiropractor and he fixed my leg. Which I've been telling you about my leg and back for months. You never hear me. You never, ever. It never seeps through your brain,
dude,
that I'm in pain. And this guy fixed me on that day. I felt great. But the one problem with going to a chiropractor is you can't fucking start doing sprints right after. And what do? Speed your $150,000 car at me. I didn't know who was driving their car at me. I thought there was just some guy screaming down the street.
But you do realize... You do realize that...
No, we're in this weird thing.
And you made such a big deal out of it.
Because I was in pain for 5 days.
You embarrassed me in front of Josh Peck, who you know I love. And you said,
I did?
Yeah.
Did I tell the story in front of Josh Peck?
You did.
Well, what did Josh say? Did Josh get on you?
No. Yeah, Josh got on me a little bit.
What did he say?
Because you twisted the story and made it seem like I was the bad guy.
I love that the only person you care about their opinions is people that are more famous than you.
No, Josh Peck, I grew up on him. You watch your fucking mouth.
I don't have to watch my mouth. And I'm sure Josh Peck was all over you because he's a fucking decent human being, unlike you, who gets their jollies out of fucking
one day,
terrorizing an old man.
One day you're going to wake up and I'm going to be dead or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be bummed fucking out. You're going to be like, I miss the Tesla screeching behind me. I miss the prank.
Sure, sure.
I miss the joke.
Sure.
And you're going to be like, wow, fuck me for being such a dick to him. He was so young and so innocent, but I was such a jerk. And I just wish I can go back and apologize and take back all the mean things I said about his mother. And if I could just...
I've never said anything bad about his mother.
And if I could just admit to him that I really did love him and that my parents were actually dead and all the jokes were real. You know, if you can just go back.
I'm sorry, David.
It's okay. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's whatever.
Yeah, you're right. I would miss you if you were dead.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
You know, do you think I'd miss you if you were dead?
No.
I would.
Well, thank you.
I wouldn't let you know.
I mean,
right now,
we're in this weird thing.
I bought Jason a coffin, by the way. casket.
He bought me a coffin today. He gets me out in the kitchen. He gives a really, really sweet speech, which was like, I almost was brought to tears.
I
couldn't believe it was coming out of your mouth. And it was like, it was in front of everyone. And it was like, Jason's a good guy.
Jason makes everybody smile, makes everybody laugh.
It was the sweetest thing I'd ever seen.
And the best part about that speech is I have an assistant now, and I texted her, and I'm like, can you just write me up a speech and just make it like the most mushy-gushy bullshit speech ever? And she's like, got it. She sent it back to me in like 10 minutes, and I read it to you.
And then he asked me if I liked it, and I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, Natalie wrote it.
But
anyways, yeah, so he bought me a coffin. No, but we're in this awful thing where I think the one thing I don't like about our relationship is...
I'm too sexy. Is that it?
No, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
That's the good part. No, it's like you create things, you do things that will maybe create good videos. So like if I did have to go to the hospital So because it's because it's all okay. Because we're making videos.
It's all
so
okay.
Like you can like I had a hot fucking thing of coffee the other day and you threw a paper towel at me. And it's all okay because we make fucking content.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
My house got broken into and it was okay.
Yeah.
I let the guy
Everything's
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. Fucking start the car before I get in. And start driving the car before I get my in. Favorite, that's okay.
My favorite part is when I almost ran him over, he yelled at me, obviously. And then
what did I say?
I don't remember. And then he was like, let me see it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't record it. and then he yelled at me even more.
Yeah, he didn't even record it. That's what I told Liza today.
Because it was a bro move.
Liza was like, okay with the story, with what you did. And then Brandon was like, and he didn't even record it. And Liza was like, oh, God, no.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Go on Twitter. Oh, actually, it's too late to do the. Yeah, go on Twitter and DM us about what you thought of the Todd and Corinna situation. About, I don't know, if you guys want tips, if you guys want Jason and I to help you with family issues, and we'll talk about it live on the podcast, we're down for that too. DM us. This has been a Jason Nash and David Dobrik Views podcast. Thank you, guys. My name's Jeff. We'll see you guys later. Jason, say goodbye. You never say goodbye.
Huh?
Okay.
No. Well, I just want to say
all right, whatever. Goodbye. All right, bye, guy.
Wait, what?